On the football field, the action happens in the blink of an eye. It's like that off the field too when you've been injured. In a split second, your life is changed. Whether on the field or in the courtroom, when you've been injured, you need the right teammates by your side. You need Chase and Boscolo, a law firm willing to protect and fight for your rights. On the football field or in the courtroom, having the right team determines whether you win or lose. When injuries change your life, call Chase and Boscolo, trial lawyers that care.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Kia. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Alex Smith.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with JP Finley.
What up, everybody? JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Let's be honest, been a pretty dreary few days. Redskins got boat raced by the Falcons. Then we found out a lot of these players are hurt. Sheriff, Laval, Richardson, you guys have heard it all by now. And it hasn't stopped raining. If you're in and around D.C., it's been literally raining for 3 days, and skies are gray, all that stuff. So we at Redskins Talk decided let's have a little fun. We recorded a bonus podcast. We got some gifts shipped to us but from listeners, and we recorded opening it. I think you guys will get a kick out of this. It's a bonus. If you like it, that's great. If you don't, hey man, it didn't cost you anything. All right, always brought to you by Oarsman Automotive of Virginia. Here we go.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Chantilly Toyota. Let's ride together.
All right, this is a bonus podcast.
We need more enthusiasm if it's a bonus podcast.
All right. What
up, everybody?
This is a bonus podcast.
Let's go.
Up, JP Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. Obviously, Mitch and Peter here. They're being very loud. Kareem Copeland, special guest. What up?
These are some fancy digs you guys got out here.
Well, hold on. We're at an undisclosed location, so no one's allowed to know where we are. We can say this. At our current undisclosed location for this bonus podcast, we have three beers. Pete is drinking Kareem's beer. You were supposed to give it to him, dude.
I kind of wish I did because it's super pumpkin-y and I don't like it that much.
All right.
Grow up.
Here's what's happening. We are very, very lucky that we have the best listeners out there. And randomly, some listeners send us presents. Or I don't know if we can call them presents, but they're something.
We don't know what they are yet.
We don't know what they are, but we got two boxes. And they got delivered to the office. You can send us stuff. 7700 Wisconsin Avenue, Suite 200, Bethesda, Maryland, 20814. Send us stuff if you want. So I got a note from the nice people at work that said, hey, JP, you have a bunch of packages.
Which one?
A really nice person. And I don't know who it was, but I said, okay.
So, I guess, hey, Paul, we should just count ourselves lucky that JP knows our name.
Well, none of you know my name because you call me Paul, apparently.
All right,
so
Paul.
Whatever.
So
I thought we'll open them and make a podcast out of it. It'll be kind of fun. So if you're the guy that hates shtick, hang up now, because we're not talking a lick of football. All we're going to do is talk about what's in these packages. And here's what's going to happen. Kareem gets to be the guest judger of whatever these gifts may be.
You get to rank them on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, hell yeah. I'm all about that. Yeah. I don't know all if right. I can
so
swear on here.
Strap.
You can. Everything but the F word, buddy.
All right, so the first one is from Luke Erfman. And this appears to me to be, like, somewhat military-related because it says ammo on it. You got
ammo?
Ammo. Ammo. You don't see that?
Security that goes through this stuff first?
I don't know. Now that we're thinking about it.
Well, where? Yeah, what's APO?
I think he might be, like, in Afghanistan. I don't know.
What's AE? Arab Emirates?
I think this might be military. So let's see what we got.
I just realized that our undisclosed location has exhaust getting on us.
that gives away our location a little
no,
bit.
No, it gives away part of it.
Before we open this, should we thank the good folks at Orsman?
Yes, we should. Thank you to the good folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia. We ride with them. You should ride with them. Remember, this is a bonus podcast if the folks at Orsman Automotive of Virginia are listening. So it's going to be a little less orthodox than normal. All right, give them the play-by-play.
I'm going to say that if you send in a gift, you automatically become an ambassador.
So JP has
slice his finger off here in a second.
JP has the wimpiest knife ever, and he's scared
not a
about
knife. It's a bottle opener with like the little. This is to like cut the wax off a bottle of wine. It's not a real knife.
Oh my goodness.
We probably should have had these like kind of open
until
before.
He loses a finger.
I'm just getting the second one open.
This is all part of it, Mitch. Calm down. I'm gonna stab you. Get out of here. Why don't you just open this?
Okay, fine. Hold the mic.
Try and stab Mitch with that. It'll go in like 1 inch, and it won't even hurt him.
The other is a nice prime box.
Yeah, that guy.
Some of this is from Amazon.
Here we go.
Mitch's hands are shaking. You all right?
Trying to get in there.
All right, let's go back.
That was a strong beer he had.
All right, here we go. All right,
we're making progress. It's open.
Who's revealing?
Yo.
Oh, my God.
Hold on. Take this, and let's pull it out. All right.
You need two hands to pull it
this
out.
This just got real.
Oh, wow. This is dope.
That's sweet, actually.
There's a letter, dude.
Yeah, I know. And read the letter.
This looks actually incredibly cool.
So
I'm not going to go ahead and unfurl this because we're not in a position to unfurl it.
Oh, my God, dude.
I'm going to clean it up
right here.
All right. I'm going to read this. So this
is. Say what it is first?
No, I'm going to read this, and then we'll say it. Okay. Wow, dude, this is, all right, so we have a piece of paper here, not more than a piece of paper, like a certificate, from the United States Air Force. This flag represents the American forces who have faithfully served in Afghanistan since October 2001 and bears witness to our continuing efforts to destroy terrorist forces and to ensure that Afghanistan is never again used to stage attacks against our homeland. This flag was flown over the skies of Afghanistan on a combat sortie aboard an F-16 Viper assigned to the 175th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron, Bagram Airfield, Afghanistan. Operation Freedom Sentinel Resolute Support presented to Redskins Talk Podcast.
Oh my, this wow.
That is kind of sweet. This is the sweetest thing I've seen in a minute.
Yo, this is, I don't even have words for this.
Dude, I'm real?
Like, I'm like about to cry.
Real. Yeah. So
flown by Lieutenant Colonel Chris Bent Johnson, call sign Viper 41, aircraft number 880537, flown on October 7th, 2018.
It's an American flag that is folded in the proper
three corners. I don't know the name of the technique.
No one knows what that is called, but it is pretty sweet.
Those of us not in the military, but this is legit.
Wow.
Can I see this?
Yeah.
I just kind of want to hold the flag for a second just to kind of.
Be very careful,
Pete.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. No messing around, Pete.
I think we're just going to go 10 right off the bat.
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
This is like a 40 out of 10.
Yeah. This is incredible, man.
This is unbelievable.
Chris Johnson.
Hold it.
This is really cool.
Fluid. Thank you. Like, there's not enough thank yous to be said.
We do shtick all the time, but this is
so it's from Luke, flown by Chris, and whoever the hell else did this. Thank you too,
dude. People, we always joke that we have a hard time believing anybody actually listens to stuff. This is humbling and incredible, and I feel bad for the next box we got to open.
We should have done the prime box.
Yeah, I mean, who would have known?
Yo, but in all seriousness, we got to find a good way to.
Yeah, we got to do this right.
Together and get it hung somewhere.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable.
Chris Johnson, that's pretty sweet, man.
this is incredible, guys. Thank you very much. And let's put it back in the box for now to make sure we handle it respectfully. It yeah.
Wow.
10 out of 10, 100 out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Whatever the rankings go
up
to.
Whatever the highest ranking is.
I like how Goosebumps.
Yeah. That's incredible.
Legit. Oh, this is
wild. Let's do this because these guys probably listen and enjoy us. Cheers to Luke and to Colonel Bent and the whole, I tell you what, everybody in Afghanistan defending our country. I mean,
yeah.
I mean,
everybody, the 175th Expeditionary
Fighter
Squadron.
It looks like the South Dakota ANG, the 175th Fighter Squadron, the Lobos. I mean, this is just incredible.
Wow.
Salute to Service Month. Good timing there.
Salute to Service Month. I mean,
perfect timing. Let's do something real
quick.
Cheers, boys. Cheers, everybody.
Sorry, Kareem.
Yeah,
buddy.
Odd man
out.
Go,
Pete.
Yo, so Chris Johnson's call sign is Viper 41, which is pretty baller.
Yeah, like Top Gun.
What's your call sign be?
Ooh.
Gamer. Think about it, Peter.
Gamer.
I thought you were going to say Attack Success.
But is that in a call sign, though?
It could be.
That's my motto, Attack Success. Something Kareem. Tells me these boys, the Viper and the 175th Expeditionary Fighter Squadron, they attack success.
Yeah.
Kareem, sure. What's your call sign?
I'm going Wolverine 32.
Ooh, I like it. Well, of course, the Michigan man.
Yeah, I know.
Pete?
Vodka Sprite 21.
Oh, my God. What a loser.
Things are going so well.
Mitch, what's yours? Going?
Big man, 99.
Big man lover?
Yeah. I don't know if I go lover, but I go big man 99.
All right. I need to think about
that. That one's actually kind of sick.
That's pretty good. Big man 99.
That's unbelievable, guys. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Not enough thank yous.
Dude, that's incredible. All right.
All right, no pressure, second gifts.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So the next one,
you can get from Amazon that's going to hang with that.
This seems slightly more appropriate because just off the bat, the dude spelled my name wrong.
Now we're back.
Yeah, now we're back in our element. Welcome. Here.
Here's the shtick, yes.
All right, I feel like I can open this one.
All right, and yeah.
I have so much faith that JP's going to slice
this one's from Lexington, Kentucky.
Ooh, this could be bourbon.
Equally appreciated.
I mean, that's just what I think. No, it's not equally. Nothing's
okay,
equally.
Sorry. Appreciate it a lot.
But, like, I don't know. Kentucky, I think bourbon. What do you all think? Oh,
there's
boy.
A lot of careful packaging going on.
This looks like bourbon.
Oh, yeah. That's
this is fancy. Ooh.
Hold
on. Kareem, take the mic. All give him play-by-play.
Oh, my God. That's a big box.
It is wrapped it looks like in a mag.
Hold on.
Silvery-looking bag.
We're going to take pictures afterwards with it. We got a card on the outside.
Nice ribbon on it. On the top.
Hi, JP. I'm catching up. Tandler's over under debt. The Archduke of the Greater Atlanta Metropolitan Area.
My God. The Archduke of the Greater Atlanta Metropolitan Area. People think we're so weird here in our undisclosed location.
People are walking by like, what is going
Amazon
on here?
Stuff, yep. Right? I have no idea what this debt is. Oh, this is going to be like cheer
it's
wine?
It's going to be a two-gallon thing of cheer
wine? It's from Atlanta. Yeah, right?
I think it's a case of cheer wine.
Yeah!
Oh, boy.
That is awesome.
Yo.
Oh. To the Archduke of Atlanta, this is fantastic.
Spectacular.
Wow.
That's spectacular.
That is the best
thing
ever.
It's pretty funny. He's catching up on Tandler's debt.
Yeah, he's covered.
Obviously.
I don't know if he's covered it yet.
I know. Tandler was in the hole a little bit when he passed, but we'll call it even.
Wow.
Because the Archduke just took care of it.
I'd
this
say
is wild.
That's pretty damn cool, too.
This is cool.
That is pretty
guys,
cool.
That's very cool.
We love our listeners, obviously. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to this. You can send us more stuff. It doesn't have to be as incredible as that flag.
It won't be.
Or as bulky as this box of cheer wine.
Right.
All right, Kareem, you're the judge.
I think we're going to go with an 8 on that one, just because, I mean, the flag was so cool.
Right.
Like, it
if we had opened them in opposite order,
it would have
been more
better
apropos.
Because, yeah, exactly. You know, it brings Rich back into it, so that's super cool.
Yes.
But the flag is just kind of unbelievable. It's hard to match up on that.
It is. Well, this was fun, boys.
This was a lot of fun.
Send us more stuff. We'll do bonus pods.
More gift pods,
and
yeah.
Next time,
Someone send me a beer so I can be included next time.
Pete won't get to drink Kareem's beer.
How is it my fault that you only had 3 beers in your car?
Paul,
I just want to say
Paul,
that.
Peter.
Paul.
Peter.
All right, we should go, right?
Yeah.
This was so fun,
we
though.
Maybe drink some more beer and then
pod
some
more. We need more beer. Need and more then we'll beer. Pod some more. I tell you what, Kareem.
Move the flag from the potty, though. can we do that first?
Yes, we should. So our undisclosed location is the back of my car in a parking lot. And,
because you guys are all going to see a picture. We're going to take pictures of this stuff.
And the... I have a 3-year-old, so everywhere I go, I have a little potty in case she needs to go to the bathroom. And all of these gifts are sitting next to it. Let's put that in shotgun.
Right.
I'm gonna move
with
that.
A seatbelt on.
All right. How about this? We've been talking about this for a while. You ever have a party or you have guys over and people just bring like terrible beers that they're just unloading from their fridge and putting them in your fridge?
Oh yeah.
You're familiar with that.
Oh yes, I know those people. I point them out as soon as they get here because I'll see them 10 minutes drinking my Hop Rising and I'm like, "Yo, what's going on here?"
Right. I saw you bring like four Natty Lights and a watermelon special.
Exactly.
So I have all those beers in my fridge and we're going to make Pete come over and drink all of them and we're going to podcast.
I drink Kareem's beer, so I might as well start drinking yours too.
Luckily the other night I had some friends over and they unknowingly to them drank all the crappy beer that I don't like to drink.
Nice.
So all the watermelon ales, all the summer shandies, all the crap that is terrible. So
let's legit set a date for the beer.
We'll set a date for that. Yo, and we need to set a date for the Christmas party.
Yeah, like, we do.
All right, we'll sit down this week at the park and do it. All right, to Luke and all the servicemen and women in Afghanistan, can't thank you enough. And to the Grand Archduke of Atlanta, we love you too, man.
And every other listener.
And all the listeners, man. All the listeners. Kareem, thanks for coming on, dude. Thanks for being a special guest referee.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. I apparently walked up at the right time.
Woo-hoo. Indeed, indeed. All right, if you made it this far, we owe you beers.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman Ford Lincoln. Let's ride together.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.